It gets mentioned around every big election that young voters do not vote reliably, and anyone who counts on them should probably prepare a concession speech. Flip the relationship around now. Is it possible young voters do not vote reliably because they do not feel like policymakers pay attention to them? The group California Forward chose to answer that question by getting more young people involved in settling policy or guiding policy for California through the creation of a Young Leader Advisory Council. Two of the first class of council members join us. Eleanor Arsbecker is an undergraduate at UC Berkeley. Welcome, Eleanor.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Michael Wiafe is with us as well, a recent graduate of San Diego State University, now a graduate student also at UC Berkeley. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Michael, first of all, remind people what California Forward is.
That's a great question. So California Forward really is a policy organization based in the northern part of California, but does statewide policy work and has just gotten us in and started including young people into their work of building equitable economies and bringing together regions to advance policy in the state.
So I noticed that you have already, both of you guys have already been student leaders, certainly. Michael, you're the former president of the California State Student Association. How did you get approached about joining the Young Leader Advisory Council?
Yeah, it was actually near the end of my term as president of the Cal State Student Association. One of my friends, and I would consider a mentor, reached out to me and said, hey, this organization is looking to bring together young people who are interested in policy into the process. Are you interested? And I said, yeah, why not? You know, I was coming off of the end of my term. I was looking to continue my involvement and continue to have a voice into the policymaking process. So I think it was a natural transition for me.
And Eleanor, you also had quite a few activities before getting onto the council. Talk about what you had been doing and how the Young Leader Advisory Council approached you.
Yeah, definitely a different story than Michael, but I was in high school when I was approached about the council. I had been a youth activist for about a year and a half at that point, volunteering with a few different organizations in Sacramento, organizing protests and doing community outreach. And it just so happened that the organization that I was working with was doing an email blast that was spotlighting some of their youth leaders, and one of the supervisors of the council reached out and was like, hey, would you like to join? So that was kind of an unexpected beginning, and I feel really lucky that happened for me.
So talk about what the council does and, particularly who it's advisory to. I mean, who do you advise at the California Forward Young Leader Advisory Council?
Yeah, well, we honestly advise anyone who wants our input. Our main place that we plug in to help advise people is through the California Economic Summit. So it's an annual statewide summit that really the buildup and the summit itself are designed to help create new policy proposals and draft new policy. So California Forward, a lot of our work that we did as a part of the council last year was basically interjecting youth input and youth voice at each step in the process of planning that event. So we were there in spaces that were talking about designing what the economic summit should even look like in the first place. We were in policy work groups helping give input on different topics from forest resiliency to housing and education equity. And then at the actual economic summit itself, we were a part of panels and presentations giving input there too.
Was the economic summit a Zoom affair, given the circumstances of 2020?
It was, unfortunately, but it was wonderful just the same. And this year, we are hoping to be in Monterey, so looking forward to that.
We shall see. We're talking to Eleanor Arsbecker and Michael Wiafe, who are both members of the California Forward Young Leader Advisory Council. California Forward, an organization pressing for change to move California forward. You can join our conversation on the exchange with questions and comments for our guests at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Michael, were you guys part of that first cohort of people on the Young Leader Advisory Council?
Yeah, we are part of the first cohort, and for those listening, we just started our second cohort. So now we just about doubled in size and have about 28 members now, as opposed to about 15 before.
Well, that was my question, is whether you guys had rotated out, and the answer appears to be no. You get to stay, and there's the second cohort in there with you.
Absolutely, which is a fantastic model, I believe. It, you know, for those of us who are in the second year, we're able to have kind of that mentorship role, not through age, but really through experience, which is awesome.
Talk about the accomplishments of this first cohort when compared to goals, particularly given the fact that basically all of the eggs in society got scrambled in the year in which you did your job.
Absolutely. So I'll say that when we first started, it was a challenge. And as you can imagine, and as you remember, summer of 2020 was quite the summer, especially for young people who were out in the street and really out there as activists trying to push social change. And so I think during that time, there were many of us who didn't know what to do, essentially, you know, as so much was going on, the pandemic and the fires in the March for Black Lives. And so during last summer, I think one of the first things that we were able to come up with was a podcast, and it's Policy Wise podcast, which engages young people in the discussion and the creation of policy. And that really kicked off quite a bit of things. But later down the road, as Ellie mentioned, that we were able to engage into the economic summit, that we were able to come face to face with so many different policymakers and external events. And we also hosted a webinar in the spring as well. And for the next year, we're actually looking and working on a project to execute the community outreach strategy for Tuolumne County's Central Sierra's broadband roadmap.
Oh, to provide rural broadband, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're working with them in order to engage with their community.
So Eleanor, talk about the things that got presented at the Economic Summit. I mean, what was the top of the list, and how different was that list from what you think might have been at an earlier summit?
Yeah, well, we actually focused on topics that were also focused on typically in the summit. So our main points were on affordable housing, on meaningful career pathways, and on broadband priorities. And we also talked about environmental sustainability a bit as well. So the main point was to still address topics that are important and that have been addressed previously in the summit and are continuing to be addressed, but to offer a youth perspective on those topics and to really let our young people do some research on these topics and also just present to people who normally wouldn't be hearing from youth on these topics. So those were our four main points that we focused on, three of which we had our own presentations that we executed during the summit. So those were our main points. But honestly, as the council continues to grow and expand with new people and new viewpoints and new interests, I'm very excited to see what topics we'll continue to address moving forward.
Let's talk about that number one issue, affordable housing, because that interests so many people across our region and so much of the country now, too. What perspective were the people from the Young Leader Advisory Council able to bring to this that perhaps had not been reflected before?
Great question. I might just have to pass that over to Michael. He was much more involved in affordable housing than I was. Michael, if you've
Fair
got
enough.
A few things to say.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that, Ellie. I think, you know, there's a lot of perspectives that the young people were bringing in when we were discussing this. And part of that is that, you know, we don't know what the housing market will look like for us when we enter the market. Not only have we seen what it looks like now in our families, but also, you know, in 10, 20, 30 years, is it going to be much worse? Will we be able to buy homes? And what does that mean for our future and our kids? So that was kind of one of the main points that came out of that I think not enough people are really discussing about the future of affordable housing, that what does this mean for the next generation?
Which is a huge issue in California in particular, because so much of the prices on housing are just stratospheric and going up because, you know, a landlord can say, hey, look, this is what the market will bear. Here's your new rent.
Exactly. And there's the demand for it. And so they can do that and people will move in, whether or not people that move out go to the street or not.
Michael, you used the term equitable before, and I do want to go into that zone because I want to talk about equity, because the term is taking some heat lately. How is equity and equitability different from talk of equality?
Yeah, that's a great question, and honestly, something that I haven't necessarily had to tackle until quite recently. You know, I joked one time that I've heard the word equity more in the past year and a half than I have in the in my first 21 years of life. And part of that is that we're now recognizing that equity is the new key to economic success, that we can no longer focus on those who already have and make them have more and think that we're going to grow our economy. In order to grow our economy, we're going to have to make it more inclusive. We're going to have to focus on folks who haven't been focused on before. And that's done through a focus of equity, including people of color, including those who are normally underrepresented. And I think that's definitely one of our largest focuses.
Basically giving other people a seat at the table who haven't had one yet.
Exactly. And expanding that table as well. This doesn't necessarily mean that that folks who aren't already at the table got to go away, but it means that we have to have voices at the table who haven't been there yet and make sure that we have an inclusive table of policy.
Michael Wiafe and Eleanor Arsbecker are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, members of California Forward's Young Leader Advisory Council, to put policy out there that makes sense to people in that age group, 16 to 24 years of age. You can join us with your questions, your comments, your suggestions at 800-838-3760 by phone, 800-838-3760, and email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Ellie, talk about that seat at the table. I mean, there's been a lot of resistance to people getting things that they have not perceived to have earned or something. The idea of wait your turn. I wonder if you have found this expressed either verbally or not in asking for young people's ideas to be included in policy discussions.
That's a great question. I haven't felt that very explicitly at all, but I definitely, prior to being involved in the council, I was a part of spaces where I was the only young person. And so even if I had a seat at the table physically, I wasn't, you know, empowered with other young people to really have the confidence to share my perspective. And I think a lot of times people can ask for youth input, but it comes from a place of making sure they have someone to represent young people and not truly making sure that young people are supported in giving their viewpoint. I think the council has done a wonderful job of creating a structure through which young people are uplifted and connected to spaces that are in need of youth voice. You know, I think oftentimes policy professionals are looking for youth input but aren't really sure where to access that engagement. And at the same time, you know, a lot of young people have the desire to be involved in policymaking spaces, but they're not really sure how to plug in, or in my experience, even if I was, I didn't feel very empowered in that space. So I think even though I wouldn't say that I felt like people weren't, you know, actually interested in my viewpoint, I think there is still a disconnect there, and that we are missing a lot of structures that are able to really foster that intergenerational collaboration that we need, particularly in policy spaces.
It sounds like people wanted to check a box. Okay, you know, check, we got young people involved, and it didn't go much beyond that.
Yes, that can often be the case. And I think that's why the council is so powerful, too, because it's not just one young person. It's a whole council of us, and we all are there, and we have each other's backs, and we can all collaborate on things we are asked to do or give expertise as a full group of people. I think young people often are nervous in spaces with a bunch of professionals, because I think sometimes we're underestimated and we think that we lack experience, we lack expertise, and therefore, you know, our viewpoints aren't valid. But I think when you have a structure like a full council where you both have mentors and peers, it's a wonderful structure to feel like your voice matters and to also be, you know, guided through the process.
So is the Young Leader Advisory Council's work available to, or is the input of members available to members of the legislature? Are you specifically presenting yourselves as a resource to them as they consider policy?
Absolutely. I think that's always the goal. I mean, we are there to give youth input to whoever wants youth input. And I think the goal that we have is to really create a place and a structure through which young people have a voice in government. So the state legislature is absolutely, you know, where we want to have a voice. You know, currently millennials are underrepresented and Gen Z is completely unrepresented in the state legislature. So definitely it is one of our goals to create a statewide network of young people and young leaders who represent a bunch of different diverse regions and diverse perspectives, and have those young people there as a resource for our representatives.
So, Michael Wiafe, whatever ideas you guys had coming in, I mean, certainly, as I mentioned, you know, your eggs got scrambled last year. You had the pandemic, you had the protests in the streets after the George Floyd murder, you had the highly contested election. Do you feel like you guys have had a chance to really draw a breath and get some clear policy ideas forward?
Well, that is a great question. You know, I think throughout all that's been going on and throughout the midst of the chaos, I think we have been able to get some pretty good ideas forward and engage in a meaningful way. I think each of us on the council has a different way of going about it and maybe have some different passions. And so maybe the answer is different for each of us, but I'll say for me that getting involved in the topic of broadband and having those conversations and speaking with legislators and speaking with policy professionals about the importance of what that means to young people, you know, an example of, you know, I think where intergenerational collaboration is important is, you know, I think when I was 12, I probably could have told you that broadband was an important thing. But here we are in the pandemic and now realizing that it's cutting off whole communities from engaging in the economy and engaging in so many of the resources that they need. And that includes voter information, that includes telemedical services. But those of us growing up in the new generation, you know, could barely remember life without the internet. And so I think that's an example of a perspective that we brought to the table and have been able to engage in.
Are there hopeful signs? Are there things either within California or perhaps in the federal infrastructure package being discussed right now that would give broadband a boost?
There are. Gavin Newsom has absolutely kind of tackled on that issue and proposed billions of dollars to address it. And of course, as you mentioned, the infrastructure bill also is looking to address it. What we're hoping that will happen is that this is done equitably. And it's not only just throwing dollars at the issue, but it's also through implementation and ensuring that the folks who need the internet the most are getting it first. And it's not just going towards folks that already have the resources available.
So is there a different set of issues in the year ahead, do you think? I mean, we're still dealing with things like the pandemic. Broadband still needs some work. Housing still needs some work. I mean, do you pick up new issues or just kind of punch harder on the old ones?
You know, I think it's a combination of the two. I think we continue punching harder on the old issues because they're not going away that easily in when it's been a year. But we're also identifying some new issues that need to be addressed. I think something off the top of my head that maybe some young people are looking to, and I think I'm personally looking to see what the major issues will come out of, is returning back to campuses for college students. You know, many of us, myself, I've never had actually a class on this college campus, even though I've been attending for a year.
Oh, wow.
At UC Berkeley. And so I think that this upcoming year, returning back to campus is an example of something that we'll probably be paying close attention to.
All right. It's like having a cup of coffee talking to you, too. It's quite an energy boost. I appreciate you spending time with us. Michael Wiafe and Eleanor Arsbecker are members of the Young Leader Advisory Council put together by California Forward to give a young people's perspective, ages 16 to 24, to people guiding policy in the state of California. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Eleanor, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you both on the Jefferson Exchange. And Policy Wise is the podcast that Michael co-hosts, put out by California Forward.